This episode of Star Wars and Characters, the audio recording of our live event at Star Wars Celebration 6, the Star Wars Obscure Character Face-Off. Thanks to everyone that came out to our show and helped make it an unbelievable success and a great time. There is some fantastic video shot of the show, and we'll be bringing it online in the next few weeks. To follow the progress of the video and to find out all the latest information on the podcast, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/StarWarsInCharacter.
What's your name?
Ryan.
Where are you from, Ryan?
Chicago.
Great town, never been there.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the characters in the Star Wars universe you probably never noticed. Backstories. Choo-choo. Histories. Battle. And details. You never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Star Wars Celebration 6 in Orlando. Woo! How's everyone doing tonight? Today, afternoon, and tonight. All right, well, welcome to Star Wars Obscure Character Face-Off. My name is Chris from the Star Wars and Character Podcast. Today, we are presenting the final rounds of our face-off to find out who the top obscure character is from the Star Wars saga. Today, I'm joined by to my right, with my podcast co-host, Matt.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much. Like Chris said, we are talking about the top obscure character, not the most obscure, because as we discussed on the podcast, their seconds of screen time is not the only thing that makes these characters awesome. Now, my co-host, Dave, can elaborate.
That's right. On our podcast, I've made it a hobby to time the amount of screen time that each character has. Now, some of these have ranged from 1.4 seconds, Will Rowhood, to nearly a minute. But in that short time, long backstories and histories have evolved from characters that, up until then, didn't even have a name. And for more on that, we go to this handsome single man, Tim.
All right, thank you, Dave. Hey, books, comics, and even some action figures have been created for a lot of these characters. Some of these stories are completely ridiculous, and some are actually pretty cool. Yeah, this guy knows. But good, bad, or somewhere in between, it's these stories, the merch, the fandom, and more that have grown from these seconds of screen time that make a lot of these guys our top obscure characters in the Star Wars galaxy.
And like we said, today we're gonna decide who number one is, but not by us four idiots, by you guys, the audience. And that was meant towards me.
He said four. He's not included in
us four, idiots. Not him.
We start off with...
They just kidnapped me.
We start off with 64 characters, and during the past few months, through voting polls on our website, our Facebook page, and a mini-series of podcasts, we narrowed it down to the final eight. And with, to help us introduce the final characters, we have a special guest with us today. It is the keeper of the Holocron himself, Lucasfilm's Continuity Database Administrator, Leland Chi.
Keeper of the Holocron.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for being here.
We're starting the quarterfinals, and in each round, Leland will introduce the character and give us some vital stats from the Holocron. Tim and Dave will then share some of the more obscure facts about these obscure characters, and then we're going to turn it over to all of you.
Chris will be our very own Bothan spy, in a sense, as he wanders the audience looking to see what you guys have to say about your favorite character. So don't be shy. I know he's a little strange, but if he's out there and you want to talk, get up and let him know and let us know what you think.
I don't bite. And then all of you can decide who moves on to the next round.
And with this applause meter, that we'll see in just a second. It's coming. Here we go. You will indeed decide which character moves on. Which one is going to move on? Which is going to fall into further obscurity? Now, can I get a test round of applause to make sure this thing's working? Oh! Okay. Yeah, that is working. That's working too well. We might have a lot of rounds of ties, but we'll figure it out as we go. In fact, why don't we go? Let's stop talking about it. Let's do it. This is the obscure character face-off. Woo! All right, we're going to start with round one. Round one is titled 15 Parsecs of Fame. These are the characters that show up the least of all the characters that made it to the finals. And we got an OT side and, original trilogy side and prequel trilogy side for each character. And to help introduce our original trilogy side, we're going to turn it over to Leland.
Okay, so the first character in the obscure character hall. Face-off is Boshek. So that's the official pronunciation, is Boshek. Number of dialogue lines in the script, zero. And we think he's played, I don't even know who he's played by, but according to IMDb, he's played by Anthony Lang.
I believe it. Yep. If you say it, I believe it.
All right, thank you, Leland. Now Dave is gonna take on the original trilogy characters in our quarterfinals. Dave, you got some stuff to say about Boshek.
I certainly do. Now, Boshek was a force-sensitive Karelian smuggler that piloted mainly boosted ships.
I did have a confession to make earlier, and I forgot. I did not finish the soundtrack for this presentation, so Chris is going to do what he does best on the podcast and help me out with his soundboard.
The other thing you need to know about Boshek is that he set the record for the Kessel Run, besting his friend, Han Solo.
I feel terrible.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Let's turn to the prequel side. Leland, introduce our prequel character.
Our prequel character today is Tian Maiden. So that's the official pronunciation, Tian Maiden.
That means Tim said it wrong during our Tian Maiden episodes.
This entire time.
That's what we got. We say officially, but, you know, whatever you want to say is fine. Number of dialogue lines in the script, 5. And played by Bruce Spence.
Great actor. Oi!
All right. Thank you, Leland. Tim, give us some facts about Tian. Not Tion, like you told everybody months ago.
I can't help but say Tion, so I'm going to keep saying Tion.
You're wrong.
Now, Tion, he is the port administrator for that little tiny city, Pal, on the planet of Utapal.
What brings you to our remote sanctuary?
Now, and Tion, he is really, really awesome at tipping the good guys off to the whereabouts of the evildoers. But he is really bad at making it even the teeny, tiniest, least bit suspenseful.
Which, and that is the only prequel character impression I do. It sums up his entire appearance in the entire saga, and it is...
General Grievous is not here. Psst, General Grievous is upstairs.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Leland. Thank you, Dave. They gave us some good facts, but we really want to know what you have to say for or against each character. And Chris, why don't you go out and find us some volunteers out there?
I will do that. Who wants to be a volunteer? You, right here, young man. Stand up. What's your name?
I have you now.
My name is Jamie.
That's a great name. Who do you want to win this one? Boshek or the guy from Road Warrior?
Well, Boshek has got the sideburns, which are awesome.
True.
And Tion Maiden was in Road Warrior, so...
And?
You don't know he doesn't have sideburns.
Can I
look at the picture.
Does somebody have a coin I can flip?
No.
Okay.
We're all broke. We're celebration.
Well, come on.
Burn check.
Done. Burn check. Get that guy a prize.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Anybody else out there? You. Come over here, man. What's your name?
Ryan.
Where are you from, Ryan?
Chicago.
Great town, never been there. Do you want to go to Boshek or Tion?
Well, Tion probably spent more time in the makeup chair than he did in the movie, so he's got a little more dedication. He really tried on his 5 lines. I'm going to go Tion.
Great choice.
Are you brainless?
Matt, one more?
One more. Chris,
anybody
one more.
Else? You, young lady, stand up. What's your name?
Cat.
Meow.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Great town, never been there. All right, who do you want to vote for, Boshek or Tian Mina?
Boshek.
Is there a reason?
He's a smuggler.
It's the sideburns, isn't it?
Maybe.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah, we got time. One more.
One more out there. You, stand up, sir. What's your name?
I'm John.
Great name. Where are you from?
Hello, John.
Florida.
Florida? I'm here now. Okay. do you want to vote for Boshek or Tian?
Go for Boshek.
Sideburns too?
Well, no, he beat Han Solo, so.
Ooh, all right.
Take a seat.
Not bad.
All right, thank you, everybody. Now we want to hear from the whole audience. Let's turn on the applause meter. And let's hear a round of applause first for Boshek.
Good work.
I don't know if I should bother, but let's give it up for Tion. It doesn't matter because I don't think he's going to win. Tion Meadon. All right. By one point.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Boshek is moving on in the obscure character face-off. All right, well, let's get right into round two. Round two is called It's Good to Be Bad. It's our bad guy characters, the OT and PT characters that made it to the final quarterfinals, I'm sorry. And we're going to start with the prequel side this time, and we're going to turn to Leland to introduce our prequel character of round two.
Okay, Poggle the Lesser, so official pronunciation, Poggle rhymes with boggle. Number of dialogue lines in the script, 8, but they're all alien sound effects. Ooh. And this one is voiced by Matthew Wood of Lucasfilm Sound.
Ooh, nice. All right. Thank you, Leland. And since we're talking about a prequel character, we're going to turn to Tim for the next set of facts.
All right, man. PTL. He is the Archduke of Geonosis.
Geonosis.
That's right.
Were you done?
Maybe.
That's all you got?
Maybe. You guys sing?
All right, let's do something with it.
Geonosis.
Is it Duke of?
Geonosis.
Duke. You know the words?
Duke of.
Geonosis.
All the ladies.
Duke of.
Geonosis.
No, the real ladies.
Well, I hope your next fact takes less work to make funny, Tim.
Now Leland here, he's talking Matthew Wood, but it was once rumored that Poggle was voiced by New Zealand actor Martin Sokas of Lord of the Rings, but it seems that Ben Burtt got a little overly creative with the language design, making Martin's voice almost completely unrecognizable.
And Tim shares that fact every chance he can for one reason. Everyone, read along with me. This is where Tim wants us to ask him to do his impression.
Go ahead.
I do a Poggle, a PTL impression.
It's actually funnier seeing him do it. When you hear it, it's nothing. When you see him put that finger in his mouth and boink, pop out that sound.
Thing.
I just want to point out to everyone that applauded that if you shake his hand after the show, he did have all his fingers in his mouth. All right, let's move on to the original trilogy character. Leland is going to introduce that right now.
General Maximilian Veers. Number of dialogues.
Can you get out? Thank
just
you.
Got a little right. Little overzealous
in here.
Number of dialogue lines in the script, whopping 10, and played by Julian Glover.
All right, thank you, Leland. Dave, you got some facts about Maximilian Veers for us?
Absolutely. Now, Maximilian Veers is the foremost expert on the AT-AT.
Now it's backing up. You walked in, now it's backing up.
Thanks for blowing that joke early, Chris. That helped.
You're welcome.
Now, with the destruction of the first Death Star and the deaths of all the high-ranking Imperial officers, that actually aided his rise in the Imperial ranks.
General, prepare your troops for a surface attack.
Yeah, there's really not much of a joke in that fact, I'll give you that. All right, well, thank you, Tim, Dave, and Leland once again, but I really want to hear from the people that matter. Chris, make your way out to the audience for us. Find us some people that have something to say about or against either of these characters.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
Anybody out there? Anyone? Oh, here you go. All right, this guy right here. What's your name?
Mike.
Where are you from?
Long Island.
Is it long?
Yeah.
Is it an island?
Yes.
Okay. Poggle the Lesser or Veers?
General Veers, just because he's in that AT-AT.
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
I like that. I like that vote. Give this guy a prize. Anybody else out there? You, young man, stand up. What's your name?
Jake.
Great name. Where are you from?
Alabama.
Say it. Say
what?
It. Say it like Tom Hanks.
Alabama.
All right. Alabama. Yes. Lesser or Veers?
Okay, too many design flaws in the AT-AT, so I got to go with PTO because there's not a good Veers impression. So.
That's all right.
You just called him PTL?
Price, come on out of this guy.
Okay, all right.
Price. You, young lady.
I'd never heard that.
Where are you from, young lady?
Florida.
Florida. Jacksonville?
Yes.
Jacksonville? Jacksonville? You want to vote for Poggle or Veers?
I'd go Veers because, think about it. Giant AT-AT or...
You haven't heard the show. We don't think about these guys at all.
That's good. Matt?
Are you sure?
I'm sorry.
Sure?
I did.
All right. Give this fine young lady a prize. And more, Matt? One more. Oh, stand up. Where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Are you with him? Wait. All right, I'm ready. You like Poggle the Lesser or Veer?
Absolutely Veers.
Why absolutely?
Because episode 5 rocks!
Oh! I love you.
I like that. That's you, Matt? One more? Any more time?
Go, one more.
One more, one more. I'm going way out here.
I have you now.
Where's this guy? Stand up. What's your name?
I'm Jedi Joe.
First name Jedi, last name Joe. All right, middle name? Coffee? Okay. Where are you from?
South Dakota.
Great town, never been there. All right, Poggle the Lesser or Veers?
Well, we're going with Veers for sure, 100%.
Same reason why she said it?
No, you see, he may have chose poorly when choosing a grail, but he chose expertly when choosing transportation.
Tim, let's catch him. Veers. Thank you. I love this guy. I love him.
I love you.
I love you.
All right, thank you, everybody. All right, let's turn to the rest of the audience. Let's switch it over. Oh, we already switched it over. We have the applause meter up. Let's start off with Poggle the Lesser. All right. Now, I think this guy's going to get a few votes, but I want to hear who's got it for Maximilian Veers.
We didn't hear that. What was that?
What?
I'm sorry.
All right.
What?
What?
All right. Maximilian Veers is moving on to the next round. All right, we got two more quarterfinals here. Let's see if we can get through these and get to the real good rounds here. We're going to start off, we're going to go into round 3. We're talking about the good guys now. It's called the Heroes Rather Breathe. It's called the Good Guys. So we're going to start with the prequel side again, and we're going to turn to Leland to introduce that character.
Okay, so for the next character, it's officially pronounced Zet Drukasa. Number of dialogue lines in the script, 0. Played by Jet Lucas.
All right, Tim, you got some facts about Zet Drukasa to share with us?
Oh, man, I love little teeny tiny Zet Drukasa. He's awesome. Zet was a Jedi Padawan learner, and he was actually trained by the Jedi Temple battle master, Syndralog.
Wax on, wax off.
Now, little Zet, he was pretty skilled with a lightsaber. Zet was actually able to cut through 8 clone troopers in his mad dash to freedom via Bail Organa's land speeder. Unfortunately, he was unable to outrun that blaster bolt that killed him dead.
And we can all agree there's nothing funny about a death of a child. That's all just...
No, we...
Take a moment.
No joke, no joke.
Unless it's George Lucas's child.
Oh! That's funny, right?
Did I say that?
He killed him. It was his choice.
I actually found myself trying to get away when you said that. Look at this. Whoa.
You know what's funny is that that's funnier than our soundbite of this. That was great.
I don't think we need to be here.
No.
All right, come on. All right, we do have a prequel character, and again, we're going to turn to Leland, although I'm very afraid to after that comment, but Leland, tell us about the original trilogy character.
Jack.
You're welcome.
Porkins. Number of dialogue lines in the script, 5. Played by William Hootkins.
All right, thank you, Leland. Dave, we turn to you for some facts about Jack Porkins.
All right, Jack Porkins was an elite pilot, and he was given the nickname Belly Runner for his ability to execute low-trajectory bombing runs. That's not even the joke. He was given the nickname Piggy for an altogether different reason.
Right, ready? Ready for it?
Get in my belly!
That's a joke.
Now, Porkins wasn't even supposed to be a member of Red Squadron, but Wes Jansen came down with a case of Heskin fever, and Porkins replaced him.
I'm not even supposed to be here today!
All right, thank you once again, Dave, Tim, and thank you, Leland. Chris,
yes.
Make your way out to the audience. Let's hear what they have to say about Zet and Jack.
All right, who haven't I talked to yet, spoken to? That's this guy right here, sir. Stand up. Stand up. What's your name? Where are you from?
AJ, Pensacola, Florida.
Cool. All right, who do you want to vote for? Do you want to vote for this young, poor child? Had no, he died. He had no future. Didn't have kids. Didn't get married. Or Porkins? I know who your vote's for.
I like the Porkins.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I need a prize. Right here,
that's
I need a gift bag. Come on out. Anybody else? You, out there, yes. Slide over here, Olivia, if you could, a little bit. What's your name and where you're from?
Lorena, I'm from Florida.
Nice. Who you going to vote for?
Porkins.
Shocking. All right, anybody else? Sure. Let's see. How about you, young man? Stand up, where you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice. I've been there. You don't care, do you? You want to vote for Zet or Porkins?
Zet.
Whoa! How come?
Because he killed almost an entire squad of clone troopers by himself.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that?
Time for more, Matt?
Keep going.
Oh, yes, young lady. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kristen from California.
Oh, California. Okay. Do you want to vote for Zet or Porkins?
Porkins.
How come?
Because he's from the original trilogy, and the original trilogy kicks butt over the prequels any day.
Whoa!
Yes!
Are you and Matt related? That's exactly how he feels. Anybody? Need a prize. Prize pack. Right here for this young lady over here. Who's next? Oh! This little guy. Stand up, sir. What's your name? Where are you from?
Aaron from Florida.
Nice. Have you seen the original trilogy?
Not all of it.
All right.
Who is your father?
You! You want to vote for Zet or Porkins?
Zet.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's a good answer. Give this man a little prize here. Thank you.
One more.
One more? Going out further. Going out way back here.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
Whoa!
The most Chris has ever run on, ever.
Ever. Stand up, sir. We're from, what's your name?
Scott from Louisiana.
All right. You want to vote for Zet or Porkins?
It's got to be Porkins.
Explain why.
He crossed over into Family Guy.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I need a prize pack for this guy right here.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
We're going to switch on the applause meter again and get everyone's vote, although it almost feels like it's just an exercise. But who is voting for Zet Dukasa? Okay. All right. Who's voting?
Hold your ears.
Who's voting for Jack Porkins?
Are you brainless?
Okay, I think I know who the winner is. All right, yes. Not surprisingly, Jack Porkins is moving into the semifinals.
All right.
All right, we got one more quarterfinal here. We're going to take a little bit of a break, but let's get through it. We're in round four. Now, this is the results of an online exclusive poll we had between our Facebook page and our website. So we're going to start with the original trilogy side. Leland is going to introduce that character for us.
The official pronunciation for this character is Oola.
Oola!
Number of dialogue lines in the script, 2, but they are in an alien language and there's some screams. And played by Femi Taylor.
All right, Dave, you got some facts about Ulla to share with us?
Absolutely. Now, this Twi'lek was a classically trained dancer that studied at some of the galaxy's most prestigious schools.
Better her than me.
She was also a slave. She was also a slave that Luke Skywalker once freed, but given the choice, decided to see what life at Jabba's palace would be like.
All right, well, let's go to the prequel side of this fight. Leland, introduce our prequel character for round four.
The official pronunciation for our next character is Aura Singh. Number of dialogue lines in the script, 0. Played by Michonne Boryak and voiced by Jamie King in The Clone Wars.
All right. Tim, you got some facts about Aura Singh for us?
Now, sensing how cool this character could potentially be, lead concept designer Doug Chang labeled his initial sketch design as Babe Fett.
He's no good to me dead.
Like that. Matt, you like that?
That's your best one.
Guess what? Got one more for you.
Okay. Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Nice.
Nice.
Wait, there's more.
As you wish. Woo!
Here's a thumb drive. Copy that for me later.
I will.
Sorry, Tim. Continue.
All right. Now, little Aura. As a youngling, she was originally brought to the Jedi Temple to be trained and tested as a Jedi Padawan. While she was there, she was actually kidnapped by space pirates, and she never returned to the Jedi path.
How you doing, you old pirate?
That was a port. Nothing could have followed up your last clip, so. Oh, well. All right, Chris. Yes, sorry, yes. You're already on the audience. Let's
ask the audience. Let's go.
There.
Let's go out here.
Go.
Up here. Right. Oh! D! Stand up, please. What's your name and where you're from?
Emma. I'm from LA.
Oh, okay. Do you like Ulla or Aura Singh?
Aura Singh.
Explain why.
Because she's awesome.
That's all I need. That's all I need. Yes, Jedi Knight, stand up. What's your name, where are you from?
Tom, originally from California.
Originally, where are you from now?
I'm currently stationed in Oklahoma.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Ulla or Sick?
Ulla.
Did you hear
that?
All
right. Two reasons why you want Ulla to stay along?
Do I really need to answer that?
Not at all.
Chris, back here, look.
Right. Chris,
look.
Someone has an Aura Singh training.
Oh, Aura Singh, stand up. Woo! You brought that for this event, didn't you? I know it. What's your name and where you're from?
Brian, I'm from Florida.
Florida, gee. Do you have a painting of Ulla next to you? Or Aura Singh?
Aura Singh.
Explain why.
She was great in Clone Wars, the series, and her one spot on there in number 2.
I'll take it.
Great painting.
Chris, find one more on your way back.
One more in the back. Yes.
That's the way back.
What's your name? Where you're from?
I'm Emily, and I'm from here in Orlando.
Like right here in this building? Like right here?
You live in the convention center?
I saw you over there earlier. Ulla or Aura Singh?
I am voting for Aura.
Explain why.
Because Ulla was dumb enough to go to Jabba's palace.
No!
All right, thank you very much. Give her a little prize there.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dave, Tim, and Leland once again. But audience, what really counts is what you have to say right now. Let's switch over the applause meter, and let's find out who out there, by applause, is voting for Ulla. All right. By applause, who's voting for Aura Singh?
Oh no!
We did it!
Okay, well, the applause meter said tie.
Yes, it did.
But I think that was for Aura. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Aura Singh, yeah.
Aura Singh?
Aura Singh, Aura Singh.
That's
all right.
It.
All
right.
That's for you, buddy, out there with the painting.
So
Aura Singh.
Last good character work. In the quarterfinals is indeed Aura Singh.
Woohoo!
All right. Okay, well, all right, we are through our quarterfinals. Before we start the semifinals, we're going to take a little break from the voting. Dave, tell us what we got lined up now.
All right, we are going to take a break from the action here with a segment we'd like to call Let's Strike a Bargain. So Chris is going to be out in the audience. He's a list of conditions and items, and if you can match anything that he asked for, you're going to get yourself a cool prize. So take it away, Chris.
Yes, you will. I know we're at a Star Wars convention, but anybody here have on their possession anything Star Trek? Yes! I saw your hand first, sir, over here.
What does he have?
Are you brainless?
A picture on the phone, does that count?
Sure.
Sure. Sure. And you know what? Star Wars is better.
Take a seat.
Okay, that's cool. Get the man a prize.
I don't trust him.
Get a man a prize. There you go. Thank you very much. Anybody out there have a Star Wars celebration pin, not including six?
A pin from another
pin
celebration.
A pin from another Star Wars celebration.
Way in the back.
Way in the back. You, sir. Run to me. I'm too fat. What do you got? Which one?
Chris is going to sleep good tonight.
Oh, wait, hold on. All right, I'm good.
Look at Lumpy.
Excellent. Excellent job.
Nice job.
Right there, excellent. All right. Who in their possession has something from the Star Wars Lego universe? Anything Lego-ish?
Oh, man.
You back there with the gigantic Legoland bag.
It just isn't fair.
Can I see that? Let's see this. Let me see this. All right, thanks
Don't
for coming,
do
everybody.
That.
This show's over.
Don't do that.
Thank you.
Don't do that.
There you go. Sign your prize pack. Someone out here. All right. Matt, some more time?
Yeah, one more. One more. Chris.
One more. All right. Who there has something that I used to love as a child on their possession of Alf?
What Alf?
Did you say?
Alf. Anybody? Do you even know what Alf is? All right. Nobody?
And what makes you say
you.
Something so utterly ridiculous?
You know what Alf is? The exit doors are here, here, and here. All right? Anybody out there have a lanyard, but not from C6? Another lanyard. Take us on this guy over here in the black. So it's five? Done.
I love you.
All right.
Cool.
All right, no, we're good. We're going on to semifinals now.
All right,
thanks, Chris, thanks everyone.
You're welcome.
Make sure he gets his prize. Yeah. Cool. All right, let's move on to the semifinals. We are going to pit the winners of round one and round two against each other. That is Boshek and Beers. Dave is going to lead us off with a couple more interesting facts about Boshek.
All right. Boshek used the Jedi mind trick on the same stormtroopers fooled by Obi-Wan to avoid arrest in the cantina.
Fool you!
Now also, from the cantina shadows, he actually pulled his blaster on Greedo during his confrontation with Han Solo, but he holstered it and watched as he saw Solo get the drop on Greedo under the table.
Babaloo!
Babaloo!
All right, thanks, Dave. Leland!
Notable non-film story appearances for Boshek are the Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina anthology, and he had a one issue of the Empire comic that was just devoted to him.
Mm. All right, thank you, Leland.
Nice.
Tim.
Yes.
You're actually lucky and get to represent a real character and a real original trilogy character with Beers. What do you got to say about Beers?
All right, Maxie. Now, Maxie Beers. He lost his legs
Maxie
in that...
Maxie Beers.
Maxie, yeah. He lost his legs in that AT-AT crash, but refused to have them replaced and actually spent the rest of his life confined to a hover chair.
This is my favorite.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
I think 30% of the audience got your joke, and 15 of those 30% got mine.
Now, as I call him, we're tight, Maxie and I. He was a dedicated and valiant soldier, and he survived numerous suicide missions.
Did he survive?
I hear it, Tim. Did he survive?
Numerous. Numerous times.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll turn for some real facts on Veers. Leland, what do you have to say?
So Veers' notable non-film story appearances were the West End Games role-playing game and the Galactic Battlegrounds video game.
All right. Thank you. Chris, I see you very slowly wandering the audience to find out who has something to say about Boshek or Maximilian Veers.
Yes, this guy over here. Stay up. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
I'm John from New York.
Hey, yo.
Hello there.
You want to vote for Boshek or Veers? This is tough.
I'm going to go with Veers because he's got a helmet that's closest to Darth Helmet and Darth Vader.
That's true.
Done. Done. Everybody else? Oh, right there on the Jawa shirt. Stand up. Actually, it says Jawas. I can't read. It looked like Jaws from a distance.
I don't trust him.
What's your name and where you're from?
Alan, and I'm from Florida.
All right. Boshek or Veers? Tough one.
I'm going with Boshek, because anybody that can rock the Bosk outfit is doing well.
Nice. Yeah. All right, all right. Give that guy a prize. Anyone back here? And you, sir. What's your name and where you're from?
Finn, and I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Good place. Boshek or Veers?
I'm going to have to go with Boshek.
How come?
Well, he totally could have killed Greedo.
I agree. Get this guy a prize right here. Great.
One more, Chris.
One more?
Make your way back.
One more right here. Stand up, sir. What's your name? Where are you from?
John from Huntsville, Georgia.
All right. Do you want to vote for Boshek or Veers?
Veers.
Explain why.
He has the best ride.
I'll take it. I'll take that one.
All right. Thank you, audience. But let's turn it over to the rest of the audience. Let's switch on the applause meter. And let's hear it first for Boshek. All right. Give it up for Maximilian Veers. All right. Veers it is. And I'm a little upset because my best joke was going to be the next round for Boshek, but oh well.
Oh well.
All right, let's move on. Let's find out who Maximilian Veers is going to go up against with round 6. This round is Porkins versus Aura Singh. Yeah, that felt a little weird saying, actually, too. So let's turn it over to Dave to find out some new facts about Jack Porkins.
All right. Now, Porkins, rushing into battle, overlooked the inspection of his computer and flight systems and was unable to recalibrate for his weight and altitude, causing his inability to eject.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
Now, Porkins, or Red Six, is the first character to heroically die in the Battle of Yavin.
I can hold it.
Pull up!
No, I'm all right. Come on!
Well, that's accurate. All right. Leland, you have some facts you can share about Porkins for us?
So Porkins' notable non-film appearance was in the West End Games role-playing game where we developed his backstory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all cool. Right. I didn't know that. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, like we said, his opponent is Aura Singh, and Tim is going to share us some new facts about Aura Singh.
All right. Now, we all know who she is, but I'm going to spell it out for you. Aura Singh was the pale humanoid bounty hunter that we see briefly during the Boonta Eve pod race in The Phantom Menace.
No sound clip, Chris?
I have sound effect.
Okay.
It's all up here.
All right.
Ready? It's a Bulba's pod racer. Like that? Wait! I got one more. Lobot. Nothing.
Now, while her scene in the film was brief, Aura is heavily involved with many events during the Clone Wars as an assassin, and she's also a mentor to a young Boba Fett.
Get him, Dad! Get him! Fire!
All right. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Dave. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Leland. I forgot to ask you your facts.
Aura has the least amount of screen time of all the characters in today's face-off.
And she is in the semifinals. Mm. Yeah, all right. Well, Chris?
Yes.
All right. Find some audience members to talk to.
Right here. You're going to vote for the sweaty, kind of big person or this young lady who's pretty attractive?
Porkins.
Well, Porkins. All right, explain why.
Pure and simple.
He gets the sympathy vote. He couldn't eject properly.
Oh. That's right. Give her a prize. Your prize, bud. All right, anybody else out there? Let's see. You, right there. Just stand up there. What's your name and where you're from?
I'm Christine. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston it is.
I'm sorry.
Porkins? Porkins or Orsic?
I'm sorry. I have to go with Porkins. Def.
How come?
Ride.
I love you.
I'm sorry. You, right there, sir. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kirk Morledge, Wisconsin.
All right. Do you want to vote for Porkins or Singh?
Porkins.
Explain why.
Three words. Battle of Yavin.
Whoa.
Give this man a prize. Anybody out here? Anybody? Yes, you right there. What's your name? Where are you from?
Nicola from New Zealand.
Oh, say that again.
New Zealand.
Oh. That's not
all right.
Wrong.
Porkins or Aura Singh?
I'm going to go with Aura Singh. We need some ladies up there, so.
Yes, we do. Yes, we all do. Right. Give that all point right. Your prize.
Yes.
One more man.
Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Oh, right here. It's little, what's your name? Where are you from?
Sandra JC.
Oh, that's so cute, God.
Good work.
And I'm from Arlington, Texas.
Oh, that's sweet. You want to vote for the big guy or the girl?
I'm going to go with Aura Singh.
Oh,
what?
I love that's this girl. How come?
Because I just like the art.
Oh. That's Matt's work right up there.
Yes.
Get a prize. We need a prize. Where my kids go?
Keep going, Chris.
Come on down.
One more.
You
over here.
Careful.
Let me go over here. Right here. What's your name and where you're from?
Chris from Florida.
That's a great name, Chris. Do you want to vote for Porkins or Singh?
I'm going to go with Singh.
Explain why.
Porkins has no lugs and she trained Boba.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Chris. But let's turn it. All right. We'll turn it back over to the audience. All right. We got the applause meter up. Oh, I'm afraid to ask, but who is voting for Jack Porkins? All right. Cool. Losing my hearing has never been so much fun. Who is voting for Aura Singh? Wow. Well, I know the applause meter set a tie again, but I think Aura blew Jack away in that round. But it doesn't matter what I think, because we're going to make Leland decide. Just kidding. I guess we're going to make Leland decide, because apparently that was an unpopular decision.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the lady from New Zealand. We need some more women on the...
All right, okay. Yes. So it is Orson.
I love you.
Wow. All right. Well, we got our final characters. It's going to be Maximilian Veers versus Aura Singh. But before we do that, we got another little break here so we can ponder how on earth that even happened. And Tim is going to tell us what we're doing next.
All right. So I think it's pretty clear that all of us up here love these obscure characters. And I think it's safe to say that most of you do, too, you know, filling this room up like you did. So, Chris, you had some ideas on finding out which of our audience members really love these characters.
Yes, this is a obscure character face-off, and I want to hear some impressions. But I want to hear the most obscurest character possessions. Don't do Lando, you know, R2, beep, boop, beep, don't do that. Somebody who's, like, obscure. Anyone want to do an impression?
Fair.
You right here in the, Lando. Sure, who are you going to do?
Porkins.
All right, Porkins, all right. Ready? Here we go. Moment of truth. Camera's on you. No, I'm a doctor. That's excellent.
That's it.
Woo! Anyone else want to do an impression? I gave you a bag. Anybody? Oh, right here. Right here. Come on, sir. Step right up. Who you going to do?
Watto.
Watto.
Yeah.
Not bad. Need a present right there. Right there. That was really good. Anybody else want to do an impression? Oh, you're right there. Stand up. Let me guess. Obi-Wan Kenobi. You do that one?
He kind of blows.
Who you going to do?
It's our favorite stormtrooper from Tatooine. This is the way he should have said it. Luxor. Droids.
Great. Need a prize? Get a prize? Yeah, any... is Wookiee obscure?
A Wookiee?
A Wookiee.
Sure, let's hear it.
All right, let's hear it. Done! Give this man a prize!
All right, Chris, find us one more.
One more? I'll go up front right here. You yelled at me. Somebody yelled at me.
Hello there.
Yes. Ooh, are you going to do Han Solo? Okay.
Dr. Evazan?
Dr. Evazan, ready? Here okay. We go.
He doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
Are you talking to me? And that guy don't like me? Oh, excellent. Give this guy a prize. Here you go.
All right. Let's give a big hand for everyone that decided to go to the Air Force. They're all great.
Wow, that was my favorite. Where are you? Right there.
All right. It has all come down to this. This is the final round. And this is, I have to say, in all the months we prepared it, and I not expect to say what I'm about to say, it's Maximilian Veers versus Aura Singh, which is actually making this a lot more exciting than I thought. So, let's start off with, I believe, Maximilian Veers, and Dave is going to give us one last thing about Veers.
Okay, Maximilian Veers is the most effective Imperial officer in the entire saga. He actually manages to win a battle.
I've reached the main power generators. The shield will be down in moments.
Thank you, Leland, you got one last fact to share with us about Veers?
In the novelization of Empire Strikes Back, Veers actually died. He died when Hobby crashed into the head of his AT-AT walkers. But in the expanded universe, we brought him back.
Yay!
That explains how he made it to the finals. All right. Tim, you got one last fact to share about Aura Singh?
I do. Ms. Singh here. Now, if I can speak.
Lively.
In addition to mild skill in the use of the Force, Aura's senses are further enhanced by cybernetic technology, most visible in that antenna you see telescoping out of her forehead.
Let's just keep going.
It does stop. There we go. Hey.
Well, I don't know what happened to my slide, but I assure you it was really, really funny. So, all right, Chris,
Let's
go to the audience.
This is it.
Last time.
This is it.
Let's hear what everyone has to say about Maximilian Veers and Aura Singh.
You right there, sir, in the Star Tours hat. I was on that 7 times last week. 7 times, man.
I have you now.
It is awesome. Where are you from? What's your name?
Tyler. I'm from Florida.
Okay. This is it. All right, this is it. Veers, an old man. Or sing the hot chick.
Veers, because who doesn't love a good retcon?
Yes! All right, this is it. Anyone else out there? Let me go on the side. What are you wearing on your knees, by the way? All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Gage, I'm from Florida.
It's a cool name, Gage. All right, do you want to do Veers or sing?
Sing, because she's in the Legacy of the Force series, so she outlived most of the characters in Star Wars.
I don't know what that means, but okay. Give this guy a bag. Here's my bag. Anybody else? Let's see. Right here in the red shirt. Is this your girlfriend? Aw. What's your name
and
where are you from?
Jay from New York.
Okay, do you want to vote for Veers or Sing?
For Veers.
Explain why.
He's the only one that Vader didn't kill.
Oh, okay.
I don't like you either.
All right. Matt, one more, Matt.
Come on, keep going.
Keep going. Oh, young little boy right here. What's your name? Where you from? Have a stand up.
My name's Jacob. I'm from D.C.
D.C., what's that stand for?
I don't know.
All right. You want to vote for Veers or RSA?
Veers.
Explain why.
Because he's awesome and he has a cool action figure.
Cool action figure.
That's
yes. We'll give you that. Anybody else? Out here, right here. You wearing a Star Wars shirt or a Star Wars con? All right, Veers or R. Sing?
I'm going to have to say Veers because he's with the Empire.
What did you say? He's the Empire. That's good. I'll take it. One more gift bag way out here. Going. Anybody else?
Yep. Keep going.
Keep on going. All right. This guy right here. We have seats, you know. You can sit down. What's your name? Where you from?
Dustin from Utah.
All right. Do you want to vote for Veers or R. Sing?
Is that her antenna making that interference?
Yeah. I don't know. R. Sing you voted for. R. Sing it is. We need a bag. Here and here. There you go, man. Thank you. Anybody else, Matt? More time?
Yeah, we still got... Yeah, get a couple more in, Chris, and then we'll do our final vote.
Right here. What's your name? Where you from, sir?
I'm Justin, and I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey, all right. Veer?
I'm sorry.
Did someone just boo him? Veers or Aura Sig?
I'm going to have to go with Veers.
Explain why.
Even though Aura Sing trained Boba Fett ended up in the stomach of the Sarlacc, so it doesn't really matter.
And the game is now over.
What are you talking about?
We're done.
Get this guy back. Thank you very much.
Chris, please get this guy the lightsaber. He keeps blinding me every time he turns it on.
You with the lightsaber.
It just isn't fair.
Stand up. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Charles. I'm from Maryland.
Okay, do you want to vote for Veers or Aura Sing?
Veers.
No!
Explain why.
Because Aura Sing killed my father.
Oh!
He's dressed as A. Sherrod Head from the comics.
Anybody else, Matt? More?
Yeah, go ahead. We got two more.
You! Stand up, what's your name? And?
Where are you from?
Stephanie, I'm from Albany, Georgia.
Okay. Veers or Aura Sing?
Aura Sing.
Explain why.
She trained Boba Fett. Do you really need another reason?
I know, they do.
Yes.
All right, and we're going to the last person. This guy. Is your wife? Your kid? Oh, this is sweet. All right, Veers.
Chris is done. He's tired.
I can't, I'm exhausted. Or Aura Sing.
Well, Aura Sing does have the car antenna coming out of her forehead, AM/FM, but she's got those squiggly fingers. So I'm for Veers.
You hate squiggly fingers?
Are you brainless?
All right, I'll take it. Give that guy a prize. How's that?
All right, everybody, thank you. All right, moment of truth. I think we're going to have to do another audible on this one, but let's bring up the applause meter anyway. Okay. Let's hear it for... Maximilian Veers. Okay. I know what's going on. The Veers fans are trying to run out of time, so we can't do the Aura Sing. All right, let's hear it for Aura Sing.
Nope.
Yep, okay, That is pretty definitive.
So,
Maximilian Veers. Maximilian Veers is the winner of the Celebration 6 Star Wars Obscure Character Face-Off.
We did it!
Veers it was. Veers it is. You were right over there, buddy. You were right. I should listen to you all along. Well, guess what? Thank you all for coming to the Star Wars Face-Off Obscure Character Face-Off featuring Star Wars and Character Podcast. On your way out at that back door, we'll have an exclusive Jango Fett CD episode for you on your way out. Thanks for coming.
Yep, thanks everyone. I want to thank Jack, Luke, and Caitlin for handing out the prizes. And thanks everyone for coming again. And have a great celebration.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in character episodes and information.